What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What the hell are you still doing here?
Dude, what are you doing here?
What the hell am I doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Still here, just can't quit wondering. I'm still.
just one loose. That doesn't feel like persuasion. That doesn't feel satisfied me. Save that wide open wonder. Yeah, I'm still here. Just can't quit wondering. I'm still here with my back to the wondering.
Baby, there's no use. pair of stars align.
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Tune in to WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music.
I want you to play kind of.
Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
Sunday morning, everything's alright. design will be coming in a good state of mind. They gonna be a lot of rocking while the rhythm is a shocking for the people, they might get in a groove. Girl, you rock your body while me duty, and I hold my love up to you, and we do it infinite. Yes, I do even with my honey, my free love of money, I'm a talking to you, listen to me. And we'll be rocking in time, and I can see the sign will be coming in a good state of mind. They gonna be a lot of rocking while the rhythm is a shocking for the people, they might get in a groove. Rock your body while we live, and I'll my love up, baby, and we do it the infinite.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
They pulled around for the sailor, and they heard his tale of a world that was so far away, and a song that we'd never. A song of a little bird who fell in love with a whale. He said, you cannot live in the ocean. And she said to him, you never. But the ocean is filled with tears, and the sea turns into a mirror. There's a whale in the moon when it's clear, and a bird on the tide.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Called my name. I stood up the room. I exploded and I knew that's it, I'll never be the same. That's when the door swung open and a voice said, we're glad you came. Now I've spent thousands on you, darling, all the hotels and the jets, and I'd pay it all again to have your golden body back in my bed. But I don't miss the poison arrows aimed directly at my head. Goodbye to all the bottles, all the models. Bye to the clouds and the skies that are holding the rain. From desert flowers and gifted children, but it got hard to grow up with your cool hand around my neck. Now in my hometown, the sun raining, my girlfriends and my baby. But every time I smell tequila, the garden grows up.
Thank you. pop open a bottle of bubbly. Yeah. Here's to another goddamn new year. And outside, 2 million drunk Bostonians are getting ready to sing Auld Lang Syne out of tune. I sit there in my easy chair, looking at the clouds, orange with celebration. No wonder if you're out there. The third bottle of bubbly. Yeah, and I take that bottle of champagne, go into the kitchen, stand in front of the kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother. And she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "All fine, Mom! How's Washington?" I guess the party line is I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh, get up!"